email address. Going back to Saturday's game against the Denver Pioneers. By the way, three of the four teams in the Frozen Four we have played this year, Coach.
We did, you know, and I know everybody was concerned at the start of the year with the schedule we were playing, and we talked about that yesterday a little bit, and there's a reason why. There's a reason why you schedule those teams, and you know, because you want to have the opportunity to get there. And I think it's important you understand how you have to play and the pace you need to play to get there. Now, obviously, Denver, we played in the tournament, but with Duluth and Notre Dame, two real good teams, and, you know, it's good to play those teams. I think it shows you how hard you have to work and how you have to play in order to beat those teams. Fortunately, we beat Notre Dame, and, you know, Duluth, we had a real good game the second night with them. So, and we had a good game with Notre Dame the first night, too. So I thought, you know, three out of the four games could have went either way. You know, in the first game, obviously, we just weren't in it. And penalties, you know, a lot of penalties. So, but anyway, it was a good schedule. And, and we look to continue to have a good schedule as we move forward. I will tell fans that we do play in the Icebreaker tournament next year. And it's going to be a great tournament because you have four teams that played in the NCAA tournament at that Icebreaker in Duluth. So I'd tell people to make sure you try to get tickets and try to get your hotel or your accommodations all set up, because that'll be a great tournament. You got UMD is hosting it. Duluth, it will be in Duluth, they're hosting it. Then you've got Minnesota, you've got Union College, and ourselves. So ourselves, we'll play Union in the first game. And Minnesota and Duluth will play in the first game. So winners will play, and then the two losers will play. So it's going to be a real good start to the year. That's how we're going to start your year off with a bang, which is great. So, but I'd tell anybody who's interested in that tournament is to, you know, in the fall, I know Duluth, it's hard sometimes to get a hotel. So we're staying at the Sheraton there in Duluth. And I'm trying to think of the date of the tournament. I should know it, but I'll look it up and we'll talk about it. But that's how we start the year off, Dirk. So, but it was good to play good teams this year. I think it really helped us. I talked a lot about being bullish on this team when things maybe weren't going well. You know, we lost two really good players in Baltus and Stamen. You know, and our team could have packed it in there because, you know, those were two good players, top six, definitely top nine forwards. And, you know, it was a big loss for us, but I liked the way our team played. And we got some young guys, some experience. Whoever would have thought Gavin Gould would end up with 12 goals,
yes.
You know, and good for him. And, you know, I thought Alex Smith had a, you know, a real good year up front for us. And obviously, you know, Tom Beretta came a long way from the start of the year. And, you know, we just continue. You know, Chris Geary's made some strides, didn't play at the end, but he's got to, you know, compete. He's got to, you know, learn how to really compete in those games and be strong and win battles, because that's what it takes. So, but I like that group. I like that freshman group, and you know, we're adding some guys next year who we think can come in and complement the core that we're going to have.
Let's talk about some of the good news on Saturday. And the Huskies got on the board with a goal by Gavin Gould, his 12th of the season.
And Lesperon sweeps it back over now for Hannah, who steps up on the play. She had a nice pass over for Smith. Couldn't quite handle that one in the skate. Smith now on the half wall. The Huskies will set it up over to the far side. Here's Hannah to the middle. Back over again. Controlled by Michigan Tech to the front. Here's a shot by Gould. Scored! Gavin Gould with the power play goal by the Huskies. 5-1.
Well, it's almost like a delayed reaction when that puck went in, Coach. A nice movement of the puck around on that power play, and then Gavin got the shot off. And did it go off somebody and then in the net, or it was kind of a weird?
Yeah, it just went right through the goalie, I think. Okay. I think it's one of those shots that found its way through Gillette and into the net. But, no, I thought we moved the puck good. Our only power play of the game, if you can believe that, you know.
One for one.
Well, especially after watching the first penalty. I mean, if anybody taped the game, go watch the first call on Cliff Watson and then watch Denver in their zone, and you tell me what's holding and what isn't. But anyway, no excuses. You know, the best team won the game, but it's good. That was a good goal, you know, and here's what I like, and I just want to thank our fans. I mean, our fans came down there and supported our team, and I just really appreciate that, and I know our players do. And I've seen a number of comments, and I've heard a number of things from people. It was even brought up I was on the NCAA committee call yesterday, and they review each region, and one of the things they talked about was the Tech fans, how the Tech fans really showed up to the region and made – the Cincinnati region at least lively and entertaining. And so thank you to the fans. I mean, we've got the best fans in college hockey. I've talked about that. So maybe we don't bring the most, but, you know, I don't know who travels better than us. North Dakota maybe, but other than that, I don't know. So my hat's off to all our fans. I met a couple from Brighton, Michigan. They stopped me the next day in the hotel, and they were so proud, and they drove down, and their son was from North Dakota, and he had flown in for the game, and he said he attends quite a few games regularly during the season. He likes to travel and watch, so all the way from North Dakota. But they were so excited, even though the game didn't turn out our way. They were happy to be there supporting the team. So and that's terrific, and it goes to show you the support that Michigan Tech hockey gets.
And they were they stole the show in the championship game down there. The buses were not going back until after the championship
game.
Right,
exactly.
And I was watching the broadcast, and they've got many net mentions on the broadcast.
Exactly.
On just, you know, they were supporting, I think they were actually back in Denver in that game, rooting for us. So it was really cool.
Well, yeah, and even like I said, it's 5-0. We score, and you think we had won in overtime or something, the way they and that's great, because they could have been, you know, disenchanted at that point of the game, but they didn't. They hung in there and they supported the team right to the end, and I think that helped our team. I think that really sent a message to our guys, you know, that we've got something to play for, and there's still life. And I thought, you know, as we continue to go on, I'll talk a little bit more, but I thought, you know, once we got that first one, okay, let's see what can happen.
Well, and then when this one went in, I thought, well, definitely something could happen. And this reminds me of Mark Johnson's goal in the Miracle on Ice game, where it's at the end of a period and you just think nothing is going to happen. You could tell how we're just kind of waiting here for this puck to drop.
A few years back where the Huskies lost in overtime to Denver at the XL Energy Center. That was a tough one.
On a bad bounce in the overtime.
Terrible bounce.
I'd love for it to get to that overtime point.
Huskies with a shot. Scores! Lucchini with
great draw win by the Huskies. You have the centerman, the winger, all contributing to getting that puck to Lucchini, who fired a great shot through traffic.
Well, he did, and it was a good battle on the faceoff, and Jake made a real nice play, came back, and took a bad angle shot, but when you watch it, he had a lot of net to go there. And Jake can shoot it. He had some mustard on that shot, and, you know, that was a huge goal. I mean, I think it really gave us a little bit of spurt of some hope and some life going into the locker room. And, you know, and we talked about it then, you know, let's really push the first 5 minutes here, see if we can get that third one. And if you can, now it's 5-3 now, and you got a lot of time. And, strange things, and I've seen stranger things happen. I mean, I remember Duluth 1 year, we were down 4-0 in the first period against Duluth. Mm-hmm. I think they had won the national championship the year before, and I was looking for the trap door on the bench. It's 4-0. I'm going, wow. I think Brian Brewster made the comment that I can't remember if it was Phoenix in that.
No, Josh Robinson.
Oh, Josh Robinson, yeah. And they're worried that he's going to get sunburned from the red light going on behind him.
And
there.
You kept him in the whole game, and we tied it 4-4.
We did, and then we blew him out the next night.
5-0 the next night.
But anyway, we had talked about just trying to make a good push the third period and not to continue to play our game, like not take chances, just play our game, and hopefully we draw a penalty or get an opportunity. And you know what? The interesting thing is we did get some opportunities, but we just couldn't
finish. Yeah, 6-5 were the shots in that third period in favor of Denver. Both teams had pretty good chances, and the Huskies really had. I mean, there were times, Coach, where we had them pinned right back in their zone, where it looked like, man, they just were really struggling.
Well, we did, and we just couldn't get the puck maybe to the net or get a clear shot. But we had a couple, and the one Joel rang off the post. I mean, I don't know if Gillette even saw it. You know, when you watch the replay, he doesn't even really move on it, and I think he used the defenseman to screen and beat him clean and just hits the post, and that one goes in. And now game on. But I like our team. I'll say this about our team. They could have, packed it in. I mean, you can see the writing on the wall. Maybe it's your last game, season's over, and you can just say, hey, let's get through this and let's not get hurt and let's just get out of here. But I applaud our young men that they continued to play right to the end and tried to make a game out of it. And, and you can say maybe this, maybe that, but at the end of the day, you can't question their heart and their character and their fight, and good for them.
What was the locker room like, Coach? A bit of a rhetorical question, but, give us the mood of the locker room, the guys after that game.
Oh well, it's devastation, really. It's hard, you know. It's like you're how do I know?